What was the purpose of the pyramid? I quote his own words here. The purpose of the pyramid is to attract the attention of the people of the world to the fact that civilizations have come and gone, attended with untold suffering to hundreds of millions of people, and that this one is now in danger, on the verge of going. This signal warning that the pyramid heralds to the world, it is hoped, will set the people thinking and arouse them to an unselfish consciousness of the steps to be taken to save and perfect this civilization. If this is not done quickly, before utter confusion sets in, time will, in the unlettered language of oblivion and savagery, write an epitaph on the tomb of this civilization. If this is not done quickly, before utter confusion sets in, time will, in the unlettered language of oblivion and savagery, write an epitaph on the tomb of this civilization.
The working days were as stormy and seething with activity as the first had been. But Gregory no longer became so fatigued, for he expanded his strength with more discernment. With every day that passed, he learned to distinguish the smell of the medicine and picking out from them the odor of sulfates and of ether. He exhaled it with the of a child. When opportunity afforded, finding the inhalation of ether had almost been agreeable as a good glass of vodka. Catching the meaning of the medical staff at half a word, understanding how to entertain the patients, he became more and more of a favorite with the doctors and the medical students. And thus, under the combined influence of all the impressions of his new mode of existence, a strange, exalted mood was formed within him. He felt himself to be a man of special qualities. In him beat the desire to do something which should attract him to the attention of everyone, should astonish everyone, and force them to the conviction that he had a right to the ambition which had elevated him to the pitch of his own eyes. In the pitch of his own eyes, he was holy, holier than holier could be. He was redeemed by his vanity and laid out by his sins. The feedback came quickly, pushed over the rims of his empty Coke cans. The midnight wind caused a scream across the dock.
Mother of noble family, did you make up your mind? Mother of noble family, mother of noble, fall in the cradle. Family, fall in the cradle. Mother of noble family, mother of, to fall in from the top of a salmon. Why does he cry softly? Very much. Why does he wiggle as he sits? Be careful, my noble sons. He wriggles and cries for grandfathers. You will grow to one another like house, leaves. It is not as it was in olden times. Be careful, my own chief. Even slaves are beginning to own good. Be careful, my own chief. Are you crying this? Abalone shells. Are you crying for this, chief? Dogs, even. When they have pups, are you crying to have your sisters? That is why mine I love. Crying for your cousins to make the people as numerous in front of you as when people make seagulls cry, being obliged to step on them. For these things, are you crying, chief? Chief? Still stands Skelesi's town. Do not cry upon my knees. Why is it, noble family mother? Did you make up your mind to fall in the cradle?